98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
All right, the Arizona Coyotes off tonight and tomorrow, finally back in Arizona for a little bit, but they'll be playing on the road again on Friday in Anaheim. What is that? That's eight of their first 11 on the road? That seems a little extreme.
But, yeah, a little bit.
Their head coach, Andre Tourigny, joins us now, as he does every week at this time, on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Coach, thank you for the time. I know it's a tough East Coast swing. What's the feeling around the team right now?
Well, a little bit of frustration for sure. I think we played really well. You know, you look at our schedule to start the season. You look at the standing, the top nine position. We played eight of those 19 already, and we played the Flyers, the Islanders, and the Blue Jacket on top of those 18. I think we had a really, really tough schedule, really tough opponent, and like you just mentioned, on the road. But if you look at our last three games, we're a tie after two. We just lost the third period, lost the game, but we're almost there. We need to find a way to create a little bit more offense, but love the way the guy competes.
Andre, do you see improvement? You mentioned the last three games there, but do you see improvement, and if so, where?
Yeah, a little bit everywhere. Well, you know, if you look the way we play defensively, we tied up our defense a lot. If you look at the start of the season, we had I think in the first three games, we had the game we gave 8 goals and game we gave 7 goals. If you look lately, we tied up our defense, and our game against Philly, we created a lot of offense. We could not get it done. We could not finish, but we the chance were there, and our best player had really good chances. So we see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You mentioned these last three games tied going into the third against the Capitals, Hurricanes, and Flyers. Some very good teams. The Capitals game is the second half of back-to-back against the two-time defending cup champs from Tampa the night before, too. One of the areas where you guys have been noticeably better is the penalty kill. I think 15 of 18 now the last few games. Is that something you saw coming, and do you think that has sort of stabilized now?
But, you know, that's credit to Mario. He made an adjustment on the PK. We changed our system. We felt we had we needed to make to play a different system on the PK. I don't think our system was suiting well our personnel and our goaltending. And Mario made the right adjustment, and the player bought it and took a lot of pride in it. And right now we're feeling much better in the PK. You know, sometimes same thing in football when you're in defense, but you're feeling comfortable. You're feeling comfy. You're really tough to play against. So I think there's where we stand right now in our penalty killing. We're much more confident. I will say before we made those adjustments, every time we had a penalty, we felt, here we might be the difference in the game, might be in trouble. So that was not the right feeling. Now we feel way more confident.
Coach, speaking of special teams, what can be done to improve your power play?
First, we need to have one. Last game, we didn't get any. So that is tough. You know, we need to find a way to draw more penalty. Is it by speed? Is it by maybe bringing the puck more at the net and being tenacious in those areas where we will force the opponent to take penalty? You know, it's tough to I will take an example with football, but it's tough to get your offense going if you don't have the ball. If the opponent get the ball all the time, at some point it's tough to feel comfortable, to feel confident offensively. Same thing for our power play. When you have one or two chances per game, you squeeze a stick, you force it a little bit, you put a lot of pressure on yourself, you try to do too much, and then, it's the wrong thing. The wrong thing happens. So on our side, we need to find a way to draw a little bit more penalty, give a little bit more chance to our best player and our power play to get on the ice and to be a difference maker.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourigny. Coach, next week you guys finally have some days off at home between games, and so that enables you to have like an actual full practice on your own ice. How beneficial is that really for any team, but especially a team that has so many new guys on the roster?
I think right now it's well, just being at home and just for the guys to see their family today and to have a chance to relax, I think that it's huge. You know, been on the road for 10 days, and we did not have had a real day off where the guys at home in a long time now. It's 3 weeks, almost a month. So I think today it's a really good day for that. And like you mentioned, we'll play a two game this weekend, and then we'll have a day off where the guys can be with their family on the Sunday, and then we'll have 2 days of practice. I think that will be huge for our team.
Coach, 0 points and minus 16. What's wrong with Jacob Chychrun?
You know, Chick, the last two games played much better. He had, if I look, the last game, he has 6 shots on that, and he hit the post once, hit the helmet of the goalie on another one. It's almost there, you know. He is at the moment right now where he tried to go through the goalie. That's how hard he tried to shoot it, and it's almost there. I like his attitude, like I said. Lately, I think his game got better. The desire, the willingness, the fight is there. So I think it's just a matter of time. One puck will go through, and then it will be like our team. We need the first win, then we'll get going.
Well, definitely the biggest bright spot lately has been your goaltender. Karel Vemelka has allowed 5 goals on the last 103 shots he has faced, again, against all good teams, Capitals, Hurricanes, and Flyers.
Yeah.
Did you guys expect him to be playing this much and to be playing this well when training camp started?
Not a chance. I will be really honest. That's I was a little bit laughing this week. He had an interview on TV, and he had a T-shirt of Development Camp 2021 on him, and I said, "How many starting goalie in the league were at the Development Camp during the summer?" Probably none. I don't remember ever see that before. And Vej was at the Development Camp. Got better every day. Same thing during our camp. We never expect him to be at that point. Bill and our scout liked him, but to see him perform at that level, I think nobody was expecting that. We believed in him on the long term, but we didn't thought his performance would be that good that early. So I really like the way he carries himself. It's a good story because, you know, he act like he'd been there before. He's every day work hard. He's focused. He's even keel. He's prepared himself on the right way. So it's so far so good.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Great stuff as always, and good luck in Anaheim on Friday, all right?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks a lot.